各位长子同工弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah and good evening to all our brothers and sisters here.
现在已经进入安息圣日，我们大家预备心来到神的殿，安静我们的心，要敬拜他。
And now we have entered into the Sabbath, and we have all come here with quieted hearts to worship Him.
神必按照他丰盛的恩典祝福我们。
And may God bless us with His abundant grace.
我们最近前几天晚上都一直在查考哥罗西书。
And so for the past few nights, we have been studying the book of Colossians.
让我们了解哥罗西书的道理。
And so that we can understand the teachings in the book of Colossians.
让我们清楚地了解我们所信的主耶稣基督是超越一切人间的宗教、思想、哲学。
And so that we can know that Jesus Christ, in whom we believe, is supreme above all other religions and philosophies.
然后我们的信心就会在主耶稣里面扎根。
So that our faith can be rooted in Him.
扎了根之后，我们就会过一个在灵里面新的生活。
And after we have been rooted, that in the Spirit we can live a new life.
当我们开始过新的生活的时候
，And then after we start a new life,
我们会致死我们身体的各样的罪。
And then we will get rid of all our old sins.
然后呢，我们跟主耶稣基督的关系，跟神的关系会和好。
And then our relationship with God will be reconciled.
这样我们会发觉，我们真的是在生活当中体验信仰莫大的能力。
And then we will find out the true power behind our faith.
从第三章的十二节。
And then looking at chapter 3, verse 12.
到第十七节。
To verse 17.
是讲到有关于主耶稣基督在我们心里做主为首的时候，我们的教会的生活会是怎么样的。
It tells us what our church life will be like when Christ is in our life.
我们看哥罗西书的第三章的十二节。
Let us look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 12.
所以你们既是神的选民，是圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯恩慈谦虚温柔忍耐的心。
Verse 12, Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering.
这里保罗勉励我们。
Here, Paul encourages us.
既然你们是神的选民。
Since you are the elect of God.
我们知道选民有他的权利。
We know that being the elect of God, we have his power.
也有他的义务。Duty.
And they have their duties.
作为美国选民，我们有权利，我们可以投票。
And so as the elect of God, we have the right to cast a vote.
也可以被选。
And we can also be selected.
但是你也有义务。
But you also have a duty.
你的义务就是要交税。
Your duty is to pay taxes.
要遵守法律。
To keep the law.
同样我们是神的选民。
In the same way, we are the chosen ones of God.
你是那个圣洁蒙爱的。
We are the holy and the beloved.
得了神的恩典那么多。
We have received so many graces from God.
就要有我们的义务。
And so we must have our duty.
那我们的义务是什么？
So what is our duty?
我们的义务就是心里面存着怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心，在教会当中跟弟兄姐妹相处。
Our duty is to have tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness in our hearts when we have interaction with the brothers and sisters in church.
教会不是只有我们自己一个人。
The church is not just ourselves.
也不是只有我们自己家里的人。
And it is not just our own family.
更不只是有那些你喜欢的人。
And it is definitely not those whom we like.
教会里面什么人、什么个性的人都有。
In the church, there are people of all different types of personalities. 就
是我们在美国文化背景、语言都不一样。
And here in America, all of our cultures and our backgrounds are all different.
在教会里面相处在一起，难免有时候会碰到一些人与人之间的摩擦。
And so in our interactions at church, sometimes we will have some minor conflicts.
但是保罗告诉我们怎么样来处理人与人之间的关系。
But Paul tells us how we should deal with interpersonal relationships.
保罗这里告诉我们要有怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
Here he tells us we must have tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering in our hearts.
有时候如果我们抱怨别人对我们不好。
And sometimes if we think about how people have mistreated us.
别人不尊重我们。
How people have disrespected us.
不关心我们。
How they don't care about us.
或者是别人对我们很不好。
Or how they treat us badly.
那我们要思考一个问题。
Then we must think about a question.
到底我们自己对别人也好不好。
Have we acted kindly towards others?
有时候别人对我们的态度
Sometimes the way others treat us
是反映着我们自己本身这个人的个性
is reflective of our own personality.
有一个姐妹
There's a sister.
她的工作上很不如意
On her work, it was very difficult for her.
她不开心
She was very unhappy.
为什么不开心
Why was she unhappy?
因为她觉得同事都对她不好
Because she felt that all of her coworkers treated her badly.
她都很想辞职
And she wanted to quit.
她之前已经换了好几个工作了
And she had already changed jobs multiple times before.
每次都觉得别人对她不好。
Every time she felt like everybody else was mistreating her.
但是这一次她先生跟她讲。
But this time her husband told her.
你不要老是想要换工作。
He told her, don't always think about changing jobs.
你要想一想自己对别人好不好。
You must think about how you treat others.
你要不要试试看自己先改变自己。
Why don't you try changing yourself first?
当你自己改变的时候。
And then when you change yourself first,
很可能别人对你的态度也会改变。
It's very likely that other people's attitude towards you will also change.
她听进去。
And she heard this.
她思考。
And she tried it.
好，那我改变。
And so she thought, I will try and change.
我试试看，就算别人对我不好，但是我也要对别人好一点。
Let me try that. Even though other people treat me badly, I will still treat them well.
就是用圣经这几个原则。
And it is using some of the principles found in the Bible.
如果我们对别人都有怜悯，
if we treat others with mercy,
不是批评，不是只有人家做不好就批评。
And we do not just go and criticize them.
我们用怜悯的心，
we go to them with a merciful heart.
对别人，看别人好像看自己的孩子一样。
And when we see others, we see them as if they were our own children.
你的心就不一样。
Then our hearts will be different.
对别人有爱，
if we have love towards others,
对别人很谦虚，
and we are humble towards others,
对别人很温柔，
and we are gentle towards others,
对别人很忍耐，
and we are patient towards one another.
这个姐妹真的是回去试试看。
So this sister, she went, truly went back and tried it out.
结果过了几个月，
a few months later,
回去就跟先生讲，
she went back and she told her husband,
我不用换工作了，
I don't need to change my job anymore.
为什么？
Why?
现在别人都对我很好。
Because everybody else treats me very well now.
真的，我们今天怎么对别人？
Truly, today, how we treat others,
别人也会怎么对我们。
Others will also treat us the same way.
有个故事。
And so there's a story.
有一个人去到山上。
There's this man who went up to a mountain.
一个山谷。
He went to the valley.
哇，他看到好远的地方。
And he could see so far away.
都没有人。
And there was nobody there.
他就问了。
And so he asked.
请问这里有人吗？
He asked, is there anybody here?
结果隔了两秒钟。
And he waited for 2 seconds.
请问这里有人吗？
And then there was another sound saying, is anybody here?
他觉得很奇怪。
And so he thought it was very strange.
你在 copy 我讲话。
You're copying what I'm saying.
再讲一次。
So he said it again.
不要学我讲话。
He said, don't copy me.
再过两秒钟。
2 seconds later.
不要学我讲话。
Don't copy me.
你是个笨蛋。
You're stupid.
然后再过两秒钟。
And then 2 seconds later.
你是个笨蛋。
You're stupid.
哇，他就很生气了。
And so he got very angry.
所以他骂什么，回来就什么。
And so everything that he scolded towards it, it came back.
真的，我们人与人之间就是这样。
And so truly, in our interpersonal relationship, this is how it happens.
如果一个人常常抱怨弟兄姐妹对他不好，
if a person often complains about how other brothers and sisters treat him badly,
常常抱怨家人对他不好，
and they often complain about how their family members treat them badly,
同事对他不好，
how their coworkers treat them badly,
很可能他自己就是不好。
Then very likely, the way that they act is very badly.
没有恩慈。
They don't have, they are not merciful.
没有怜悯，没有谦卑，没有温柔。
They are not humble, they are not meek.
如果有这些，
if they do have these,
别人怎么可能对你不好？
How can others treat you badly?
就算真的是不好的人，也会被你感动。
And then even those who are truly bad people, they will also be moved by you.
我们想想看，主耶稣基督在世上的时候，
Let us think about it. When Jesus Christ was on this earth,
他多温柔，多谦卑，多恩慈。
How gentle, how meek,and how loving was he?
连那个钉他十字架的兵丁都被他感动。
Even those who, the Roman soldiers who crucified him on the cross were touched.
真是个义人啊。
He said, truly this was a righteous man.
我们今天有没有办法学习主耶稣基督？
So today, can we also learn to be like Christ?
如果有这个观念，
and so if we have this concept,
我们就会开始要求自己多一点。
Then we will start to demand more of ourselves.
要求别人少一点。
We will start to demand less of others.
就像第十三节。
And then we look at verse 13.
如果这个人跟那个人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，互彼此饶恕。主怎么样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎么样饶恕人啊。
13. Bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do.
人与人之间的关系最关键的一个方法，相处的方法是什么？
So what is the easiest way of interacting with another person?
不是怎么样改善这个交沟通的问题。
It is not to change your method of communication.
也不是说我们个性不一样的问题。
And it is not just because of our personality differences.
人与人之间相处不好，就是因为缺乏爱。
The reason that relationships between people fails is because there's a lack of love.
因为没有爱。
Because there is no love.
或者是爱很少。
Or because the love is very little.
就很难饶恕。
Then it is very difficult to forgive.
既然不能饶恕。
And then if you are unable to forgive,
就不能改善关系。
Then you cannot change this relationship.
想起以前人家怎么对你不好。
You always think about how this other person mistreated you.
但是保罗告诉我们怎么样对付这个问题。
But Paul tells us how to overcome this problem.
你要想起。
You must think.
主耶稣怎么饶恕你。
How did Jesus Christ forgive you?
你欠主耶稣多少。
How much do you owe Jesus Christ?
你有资格不饶恕人吗？
Do you have the right to not forgive others?
是资格，是可不可以。
Do you have this right?
饶恕人不是一个选择。
Forgiving others is not a choice.
是一个要求，今天国的一个要求。
It is a criteria to enter into heaven. Because Jesus said it very clearly.
你不饶恕人,
if you do not forgive others,
天父不饶恕你,
the Heavenly Father will not forgive you.
所以我们可以不饶恕人吗?
And so can we not forgive others?
有没有这个权利不饶恕人?
Do we have this ability not to forgive others?
如果没有,
if not,
我们就要求主耶稣加添我们的爱心,
then we must ask the Lord Jesus Christ to add to our love.
柔了爱,
because when we have love,
就会包容,
then we will be able to accept others.
有了爱,
when we have love,
就会饶恕,
then we will learn how to forgive.
常常看父母怎么样爱儿女,
and then you look at how a mother and father love their children.
包容自己的儿女,
they are very accepting and forgiving.
有一次有一个人帮我翻译,
and there was this one time a person was translating for me.
不是这一位了, 这位翻得很好,
and it's not this person translating for me right now.
啊, 在别的国家,
it was in another country.
真的翻得烂了,
and then he translated it and it was very poorly.
真的是翻到我讲不快讲不下去了,
and then it was to the point where I almost could not continue on with my sermon.
每一句我都要帮他,
every single line I had to help him.
帮完之后我都忘记自己要讲什么,
and then every time I finished helping him I forgot what I was going to say next.
我真的很想啊, 叫的时候请你下去了, 换一个人上来,
and I was really tempted to say that could you please step down and let somebody else come up.
但是我想一想,
but I thought about it.
如果站在旁边那个是我的儿子,
if the person standing next to me was my son,
是我儿子帮我翻译,
if it was my son translating for me,
翻得那么差,
and he was translating so poorly,
那我会怎么对他?
What, how would I treat him?
难道我会叫他下去当众羞辱他吗?
Would I tell him to go down and shame him publicly?
应该不会,
I don't think I would.
应该我会对他的耐心会,
I think that the patience toward him would have been much greater.
因为他是我儿子啊,
because he is my son.
因为我们对我们的儿女特别包容,
because we are extra accepting towards our children.
我发觉啊, 不可以对着家长讲他儿女的不是, 不可以对着家长啊, 直接讲你的儿女啊, 怎么不好?
And so you cannot, I found that you cannot tell a parent how their children are.
很多父母受不了,
many parents cannot accept it.
父母都包容自己儿女了,
because these parents, they accept their own children.
怎么可以这样讲我儿子?
So how can you talk about my child this way?
哇, 我儿子其实很好的,
my child is very good.
父母的爱实在太大,
because the parents' love is truly too great.
包容啊, 饶恕啊,
and they are very accepting and forgiving.
但是我们对别人就没有这个饶恕了,
but to others, we are not this accepting.
我们对别人的孩子都没有这个包容了,
towards others' children, we are not this accepting.
因为我们的爱还不够,
because our love is not enough.
所以求主耶稣加添我们的爱,
and so we ask the Lord to give us all extra, more love.
看着别人好像看到自己的孩子一样,
so that when we see others, it is like we are looking at our own children.
看到别人要像天父看到我们这样,
and so when we see others, it is like how our Heavenly Father looks at us.
第十四节,
verse 14,
在这个一切之外, 要存着爱心, 爱心就是联络全德的。
Verse 14, but above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
这里说爱心是联络全德,
here it says that love, it is the bond of perfection. This is a very precious saying.
什么叫全德?
What does it mean, perfection?
全德,所有的好的德行啊, 就是十二节讲那些, 怜悯啊, 恩慈啊, 谦虚啊, 温柔这些啊。
Oh, and it says above all of these things, and these things are referring to what is in verse 12.
其实那么多灵修的道理, 那么多好的美德的品格, 讲到最后都是一个字,
and then so all of the virtues that we teach about and everything that we teach, it can be summed up in one word.
就是爱,
it is love.
我们看女生啊, 有时候戴一些这个珍珠的项链很漂亮,
and sometimes we see that girls will wear pearl necklaces that are very beautiful.
珍珠一颗一颗很漂亮,
and each pearl is very beautiful.
但是怎么可以把它做成一个链子挂在女生的这个项链,
but then how can you make them into a necklace to hang on so that they can wear it as a necklace?
有一条绳子把它连在一起, 挂在上面,
there's a string that connects all of them together to hang.
所以它就可以在一起, 很漂亮啊,
and so that they can hang together and be very beautiful together.
不要小看这个绳子啊, 虽然看不见,
and so do not think too little of the string, even though you cannot see it.
如果把它剪掉,
if you cut the string,
所有的珍珠都掉地上了,
then all the pearls will fall to the earth.
就不漂亮了,
and then it is no longer beautiful.
所以讲那么多, 怜悯, 恩慈, 谦虚, 温柔,
and so
饶恕, 包容,
and then so you say all of these, tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering.
每一样都很好, 很漂亮, 好像一颗珍珠,
each one is very beautiful on its own. It is like a single pearl.
但是如果没有爱心, but, 把它连在一起,
but if we do not have love that bonds them together,
都是空讲的,
then it is all empty.
所以保罗要我们追求爱心,
and so Paul wants us to pursue after love.
一个家有爱,
when a family has love,
就和睦,
then there is harmony.
一个教会有爱,
if a church has love,
弟兄姐妹就和睦,
then there is harmony between the brothers and sisters.
啊, 那我们来看第十五节,
and let us look at verse 15.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主, 你们也是为此蒙召归为一体, 只要存感谢的心。
Verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and be thankful.
我们要把这一节画起来, 这一节真的是太宝贵了,
and so we must underline this verse. This verse is truly too precious.
这里说要我们另外一个追求的目的,
And here it tells
目标,
us, it tells us the purpose,
我们要追求的,
something that we must pursue after.
我们要叫基督的平安在我们心里做主。
We must let the peace of God rule in our hearts.
首先我们要讲什么叫做基督里面的平安。
And so first we must know what the peace of God is.
什么叫平安?
What is peace?
我们常常真耶稣教会的 问候啊, 到最后要拜拜的时候, 都不讲拜拜, 都讲平安。
And so oftentimes when people are saying, or are saying goodbye in church, we don't say goodbye, but we say peace.
但是平安是什么意思呢?
But what does peace mean?
平安是不是没有事情发生, 平平安安的意思呢?
Does peace mean that nothing will happen to you and you just live your life very smoothly?
基督的平安到底是什么?
What is the peace of God in Christ?
基督的平安不是什么事情都没有发生, 很顺利, 不是这个意思。
The peace of God is not that nothing will happen to you and everything goes very smoothly.
哦, 我们看约翰福音的第16章,
Let us look at John chapter 16,
33节,
verse 33.
16章33节,
Chapter 16, verse 33.
我将这些事告诉你们, 是要叫你们在我里面有平安, 在世上你们有苦难, 但你们可以放心, 我已经胜过世界了。
33, These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
主耶稣这里讲得很清楚,
Here Jesus Christ says very clearly,
在世上你们
On this world, you will have tribulation.
为什么?
Why? Because this world is against those who believe in Christ.
灵界有很多的征战,
in the spiritual realm, there are many battles which we cannot see.
尤其是那些要发起热心的弟兄姐妹,
especially those brothers and sisters who want to become fervent.
诶, 马上有发觉家里好像有阻挡,
then they find that there is obstacles in their family.
本来不发热心, 家里平平安安没事的, 结果一要热心了, 家里就发生事情。
And then when they were not fervent, then nothing happened in their house. But once they became fervent, then things started happening.
慕道者开始慕道了。
And then somebody starts to truth see.
哦, 家里开始阻挡了。
And then the family starts to provide obstacles.
我们会发觉, 我们一直在追求神的同时, 会一直遇见苦难。
And we find that whenever we are pursuing after God, we will meet up with more trials. Because Satan wants to attack. Like Job. And so when we see a righteous person suffering, we should not be surprised. Because a righteous person is supposed to suffer. But what is peace? Peace does not mean that there is no troubles. The peace of Jesus goes over the tribulation.
就算有苦难,
Even though there is tribulation,
心里不被影响,
their heart is not affected.
心中很安稳,
and they are very stable and steady in their heart.
心中很有力量,
and they have much power.
有一个摄影比赛,
and there is a
photography
contest.
主题, 出一个主题要平安,
and they put in the theme, it is peace.
要大家摄影师拍一张漂亮的照片,
and so you must take a beautiful picture.
要大家最能够表达什么叫平安这个字,
so that it can most accurately describe the word peace.
哇, 大家都拍了很大的照片,
and so everybody took a lot of photos.
这个有一张照片很, 很漂亮,
and then they were all very beautiful.
拍一个湖,
and there was one that was of a lake.
哇, 那个湖好像镜一样,
and the lake, it was so calm.
把天上的颜色, 云彩的颜色都反射出来,
and then all of the colors in the sky were reflected.
因为这个湖啊, 一点风波浪都没有,
because in this lake, there were no waves or no ripples.
哇, 大家以为这个商片应该可以得第一名,
and so everybody thought that this picture should win first prize.
结果它没有得第一名,
but it did not win.
只有第二名,
it was only second place.
那第一名那张是拍什么的呢?
So what was first place?
是拍啊, 是一个大瀑布,
and it took a picture of a
背景是一个大瀑布,
in the background was a large waterfall.
哇, 那个水的那个气势好像万马奔腾一样, 非常的浩大,
and then so the water has such great power in the back.
但是呢, 在这个瀑布的那个岩崖的旁边呢,
but right next to this waterfall,
啊, 有一个小小的鸟巢,
there's this tiny nest.
然后这个妈妈呢, 在用她的嘴巴喂她的 baby的鸟啊, 在吃虫啊。
And in this nest, there is a mother bird feeding her young.
哇, 这个各个评判呢, 都觉得说, 这张照片才是平安, 才是厉害。
And so all of the judges decided that this is what true peace is.
虽然后面有大瀑布,
even though there is a waterfall right behind,
声音那么大,
the sound is so great,
却没有影响这个鸟妈妈, 还有这些小鸟在生活。
But it did not affect the life of this mother bird and her children. And so what is peace of God? The peace of God is that we may overcome the world. And I remember exactly what happened in November 8th of 2001.
那个时候小弟带着新婚的太太, 去的奈及利亚来协助圣工。
And at that time, I took my wife to Nigeria to for holy work.
啊，住在一个信徒的家里。
And I was staying in a member's home.
住了一个多礼拜，很开心呢，每天聚会啊，做圣工。
I stayed there for a week, and we were very happy in doing holy work there.
结果那天是礼拜三晚上。
And I remember that was a Wednesday night.
我们聚完会回来。
After we came home from service.
睡到两三点。
We slept until 2 or 3 in the morning.
突然间听到外面有声音。
And suddenly we heard a sound outside.
有强匪要进来家里。
And there was a robber who wanted to come into the house.
哇，我们有很害怕。
And so we were very scared.
哇，那么赶快祷告。
And so we started praying.
因为以前听过见证。
Because we've heard of testimonies before.
别人去非洲遇到强匪。
When people met up with robbers in Africa.
马上祷告。
They started praying immediately.
那个强匪看到他们祷告就跑掉了。
And then once the robbers saw them praying, they ran away.
那我们就赶快祷告了。
So we started praying immediately.
希望同样的事情可以发生在我们身
上。Hoping that the same thing could happen to us.
但是一边祷告，这个强匪越来越进来。
But at the same time, as we were praying, the thief came closer and closer.
打破这个门。
And then broke into the door.
打破那个墙壁。
And then broke into the window.
打破那个玻璃。
And it broke all the glass.
进到我们家里。
And it came into our home.
那个时候是我们住在一个黑人的信徒的家。
And at that time, we were staying in an African brother's home.
啊，那个强匪开始抢我们。
And then this robber wanted to try to rob us.
开始打我们。
He started beating us.
脸都给他打肿了。
And then our faces were swollen from him hitting us.
钱都给他了。
And he wanted money, and we gave him all the money we had.
但是一个问完抢完，另外一个又来。
But then after he did this, then another one came.
我说没有了，钱都已经给你们了。
And then we said we don't have any more. We gave you all the money already.
不相信，还打我们。
And he did not believe us, and so he continued to beat us.
然后他们觉得我们钱还没有拿出来。
And then they felt that we still were not taking out our money.
有一个强匪。
And then one of the robbers
拿着一把刀。
He took a knife.
放在我的脖子上面。
And put it on my neck.
那个时候我心里面想
At that time, I was thinking,
主啊，我的心，我的生命现在在你的手中啊。
Lord, right now, my life, it is in your hands.
很奇妙。
And
那个时候不会怕。
At that time, I was not afraid.
如果我怕，我会挣扎，我乱叫，可能就被他杀掉了。
If I was afraid, I might have struggled and then started shouting and then he may have killed me.
我说主啊，我的生命交在你的手中。
But I said, Lord, I give my life over to your hands.
这个时候他问他的老大。
And at this time, he asked his boss.
要不要把他干掉？
Should I just kill him now?
因为通常在那边奈及利亚。抢完之后都是杀人的
because,
免得你认得他
because there in Nigeria after they rob you then they usually will kill you because they don't want you to recognize them
很多人被抢了都被杀了
many people who have been robbed were killed
但是那个老大想来想
but then their boss thought about it
leave him alone
and just said leave him alone
不要理他然后另外一个抢匪
and then another one of the robbers
老是在追我太太
And continued to chase after my wife.
围着那个桌子，他追来追去。
To chase her around the table.
因为想要强暴她，想要 rape her.
And he wanted to rape her.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
那个老大说 ，It's time, go.
The boss said,
够了，抢够了，要走了。
The boss said that it's time to go. Let's get out of here.
啊，如果能再迟五分钟，可能就被强暴了。
And then if it was 15 minutes later, then perhaps my wife would have been raped.
啊，然后他们继续打我们。
And then they continued to beat us.
但是他们要走了。
But they were about to leave.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他们走了之后。
After they left.
我们才发觉我们全身有被打的伤痕。
Then we found that we had many wounds from their beating.
很奇妙。
But very miraculously.
心中不会害怕。
In our hearts, we were not afraid.
那天晚上。
That night.
我们不敢再住在那个房子里面。
We did not dare to stay in that house anymore.
我们就住在一个旅馆。
So we went to a hotel.
但是很奇妙。
But very strangely,
我跟我太太一起在旅馆里面祷告。
Me and my wife were praying in the hotel.
我们心里感谢神，他留我们的性命。
In our hearts, we thanked him that he preserved our lives.
我们可能以为晚上不晓得会不会睡不着。
And we thought that perhaps we would not be able to fall asleep that night.
这个很奇妙。
But very strangely,
完全睡觉。
We very easily fell asleep.
一个噩梦都没有做。
Did not have one nightmare.
到今天为止都没有做噩梦，想起那天的事情。
And until now, we have not had one nightmare or thinking about the things that happened that night.
这个不是人可以做得到的。
This is not something that can happen by man.
这个是神，主耶稣基督，他的平安在我们里面。
This is God, His Jesus Christ's peace in us.
就是让我们遇到一些不顺利或者看起来很不好的事。
And so that when we encounter things that are very difficult and seems like it's very bad things.
但是主耶稣会给我们平安，给我们力量。
But Jesus Christ will give us peace and give us strength.
给我们胜过他。
So that we can overcome it.
不给他打败。
So that we will not be defeated by it.
我们看腓立比书。
Let us turn to Philippians.
腓立比书的第四章，就是很多基督徒非常非常喜欢的一个经节。
Philippians chapter 4, this is a verse that is liked by many, many Christians.
第六节。
Verse 6.
腓立比书第四章第六节
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6
应当一无挂虑只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念
Verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
这里保罗告诉我们，我们人生当中会有很多的挂虑。
And so here, Paul tells us that our life, it will have many things that cause us to be anxious.
会遇到很多的考验。
It will give us with many trials.
但是我们怎么可以从主耶稣里面得到平安呢？
But how can we receive peace from Jesus Christ?
你生活越不平安，你越要祷告求平安。
The less peaceful your life is, the more you need to pray for peace.
越遇到考验，越要亲近神。
The more you run into trials, the more you must draw close to God.
你祷告，你祈求，你感谢。
You pray and you give thanks to God.
到了最后，神会给你平安。
And then God will give you peace.
就是你失业了。
Even if you are fired, or if you're jobless.
下个月钱缴不出来了。
And you don't know where your next month's rent is going to come from.
但是你不会怕。
But you are unafraid.
你知道神与你同在。
Because you know that God is with you.
飞鸟有窝，有吃的。
And the birds of the air, they have their nests and they have food.
天父不会不看顾我。
The Father, He will not look over us.
就算医生告诉我们得了绝症。
Even though the doctor tells us
terminal illness.
That we have a terminal illness.
你剩半年。
And you only have half a year left to live.
但是我们的心不会害怕。
But our hearts will not be afraid.
有主与我同在。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ is with us.
我随时都可以见主的面。
I can meet up with Jesus at any time.
所以遇到困难。
And so when we run into trials.
我们缺的是什么？
What are we missing?
我们缺的是平安。
What we miss is peace.
如果没有平安在我们里面做主。
If we do not have peace in our hearts as ruling in our hearts.
挂虑就会做主。
Then these anxious and these anxieties will take over.
害怕会做主。
And fear will take over.
那我信心就会软弱。
And then our faith will become weak.
所以遇到苦难的时候。
And so when we run into difficulties.
遇到困难的时候。
When we run into trials.
主啊。我要求你帮助我。
Lord, I must ask you to help me.
你要给我这个平安。
You must give me this peace.
因为平安在我里面做主。
Because this peace must rule over my heart.
控制我。
It must control me.
让我不要想东想西。
So that I will not think of all of these other scenarios.
不要害怕。
So that I will not be afraid.
让我有力量。
Because I have power.
这个就是求主耶稣基督的平安在我们心里做主了。
And this is having the peace of Jesus Christ in our hearts ruling.
所以我们有时候遇到一些事情。
And so sometimes we run into different situations.
就是以这个方向来祷告。
And so this is how we must pray.
那我从另外一个角度来想。
And then if we look at it from a different aspect.
我们人生要做很多的决定。
In our lives, we must make many decisions.
有些决定可能会很大。
And some of these decisions are very great.
比如说工作的选择。
For example, choosing a job.
搬去哪里的选择。
Or where we are going to live.
甚至我们年轻人过几年要面对的最大的选择就是你配偶的选择。
Or perhaps for those of us who are so young, if we are, who we will choose as our spouse.
很多弟兄姐妹问，到底这个是不是神的旨意？
Many brothers and sisters will ask, is this God's will?
我怎么知道这个是神的旨意不是？
How do I know whether or not this is God's will?
那如果我们看回来哥罗西书的三章十五节。
And so if we look back at Colossians chapter 3 verse 15.
就是说基督的平安呢要叫你心里做主。
Here it says that the peace of God will rule in your hearts.
这个什么意思？
What does this mean?
如果一件事情啊是神在做主。
If something is being ruled by God.
如果这件事情啊是神的旨意。
If this thing is God's will.
那你在做决定的时候。
Then when you are making this decision.
你在实行这件事情的时候。
And when you are trying to go through this decision.
你心里会很平安。
You will have great peace in your heart.
这个很难用嘴巴言语来形容的。
And this is very difficult to express through words.
但是因为你有很深入的祷告过。
But because you have had deep prayers.
你很了解神的旨意。
And you understand what the will of God is.
你了解你现在决定的事情跟圣经的道理有没有配合在一起。
You understand that the decision you are making if it goes with the teachings of the Bible.
就很深入的跟神的灵教的当中。
And then you are very deeply in connection with the Spirit of God.
那心中啊就会有平安。
Then in our hearts you will have peace.
就好像两个人在唱歌。
It is like two people singing.
两个唱的音都不一样那走音的。
And if so two people are singing and they are of, if one person's on a different pitch, then they will sound funny.
当然就没有 harmony 嘛。
And then there's no harmony between the two pitches.
唱的频率都不一样。
And they are not,
那个 frequency 也不一样。
And they are singing on different frequencies.
很难听。
It sounds very horrible.
但是刚刚你们唱歌录音很好听。
But just now when you all were singing, it sounded very beautiful.
那没有走音。
There is nobody off tune.
同一个 frequency, 同一个调的，同一个 major 的。
You are on the same frequency, you are on the same melody.
我们跟神也是一样。
And so with Jesus Christ, it is,
神的旨意是这样。
God's will is this way.
你跟着神的旨意跑。
If you run along beside the will of God,
很平安啊。
Then it's very peaceful.
再穷了都会睡得着。
And no matter how poor you are, you will be able to fall asleep.
在病床上面都会很平安啊。
On a sick bed, you will still have great peace.
但是如果我们没有牺牲神的旨意。
But if we do not follow the will of God,
就算我们最享受物质的快乐。
And even though we enjoy the things of this world,
我们事业做得很成功。
We are very successful in this world.
我们什么都有。
We have everything.
什么都有。 躺在最舒服的那个床上可能还睡不着。
And we have everything and we sleep on the most comfortable bed, we may still not be able to fall asleep.
家里很大很漂亮，但是大家都没有平安。
Our home may be very great and big, but nobody has peace.
因为主耶稣基督没有做主。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ is not ruling in this
home. 你没有让主耶稣基督做主。
You do not allow the Lord Christ to rule.
所以这句话很宝贵。
And so this is very precious.
基督的平安要在我心里做主。
The peace of God must rule in our hearts.
就是基督在，基督做主。就有平安。
It is that Jesus is there and he is the ruler and we will have peace.
这里说我们为此蒙召归为一体。
And then it says that we were called in one body.
主耶稣造我们那时候得平安的。
When Jesus Christ created us, it was to have peace.
我们要想想主耶稣要救我们就给我们这个平安。
And we think that
主耶稣救我们就是要给我们这个平安。
And Jesus saved us so that he could give us this peace.
那你家里有没有平安呢？
And so do you have peace in your home?
心里有没有平安呢？
Do you have peace in your heart?
如果没有，
If not,
可能我们方向有问题。
Then perhaps our direction is wrong.
要回到正确的方向。
And so we must go back to the correct direction.
16节。
Verse 16.
这里说要用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
Here it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom.
这句话是什么意思？
What does this mean?
什么叫做用各样的智慧把基督的道理存在心里？
What does it mean in all wisdom, let the word of Christ dwell in you?
这句话的意思就是说
What this verse is saying is,
我们在信仰的生活当中要常常用神的话来 shape, 要塑造我们的观念。
That in our life of faith, we must often use the word of God to shape our faith.
I'm gonna concept.
Or to shape our concepts.
我们每个人呢
Each one of us.
背景的文化的各样的习惯的不一样会对每样事情有不同的观念。
Because of our cultural backgrounds, we will all have different mindsets towards certain things.
东方也有东方人的观念。
Those from the east have their own have the eastern thought.
西方也有西方的观念。
And from the western side, there is the western philosophy.
在这边长大的人有这边长大的观念。
And then those who grew up here, they have their own thoughts.
但是我们在基督里面要归为一。
But in Christ, we must come together.
我们有一个很重要的要追求的。
And we have something that we must pursue that is very important.
就是我们的观念要被神的道理来改造。
Which means that our concepts must be changed by God.
没有错，我们刚刚开始信神的时候。
And of course, when we first believe in Christ.
还有很多世俗的观念。
There are some, we still have many worldly concepts.
但是我们信主久了。
But after we have believed in Christ for a time.
听道理多了。
And we have listened to his gospel.
读圣经多了。
And we have read the Bible.
那我们让神的道理来改变我们的观念。
Then we must let the word of God change our concepts.
譬如说。
For example.
如果一个人没有信神。
If a person does not believe in God.
他会对孩子。有什么观念?
What kind of concept will he have towards his children?
他说孩子是我的。
He thinks that the children are his.
孩子要听我的话。
The children must listen to what I say.
孩子要成功。
The children must be successful.
我要他要到读最好的学校。
They must go to the best schools.
这样子他才是我好的孩子。
So that they can be a good child of mine.
他的学业的成就胜过一切。
And so that their success in life will be over everything else.
这个是世界上，尤其是我们华人家长的观念。
This is the worldly concept, especially those in an Asian household.
但是我们信了主了。
But now that we have believed in Christ,
那我们对孩子的观念要更上的提升了。
And our concept towards our children must be elevated.
第一，孩子不是你的。
First, our children are not ours.
孩子是主耶稣的。
The children belong to Jesus Christ.
第二，他读书不是为了要以后赚很多钱。
Second, the reason that they study, it is not so that they can make a lot of money in the future.
不是为了要光宗耀祖。Glorify your ancestors.
It is not so that they can glorify their ancestors.
读书是要为了服侍神。
They study so that they can so that they can serve God.
读什么没有关系。
What they study, it does not matter.
你兴趣在哪里？
Where is their interest?
你希望用这个东西以后来服侍神就可以了。
As long as you want to use this in the future to serve God.
这个观念的提升了。
So this is an elevated concept.
没有认识基督之前。
Before they knew God.
我们对儿女婚姻的观念是什么？
What is the concept we have towards our children's marriage?
要嫁一个。有成就的。
They must marry somebody who is very successful.
啊，钱赚得多的。
Somebody who makes a lot of money.
书读的比我女儿好的。
Somebody who has studied more than my daughter.
啊，那么我儿子呢要娶一个什么媳妇呢？
And then what kind of daughter-in-law should my son choose?
漂亮的呢。
Must choose somebody beautiful.
啊，要。但是我们信了主之后。
But after we have believed in Christ.
对儿女的婚姻呢？
Towards our children's marriage.
啊，又有不一样的看法了。
We must have a different thought.
圣经的观念是什么？
What is the concept in the Bible?
信与不信这不配。
The believers and the unbelievers are not do not go together.
Yoked,
do not be yoked together.
就是说信跟信就可以配了。
Which means that the believers and the believers can be put together.
只要信仰好。
As long as their faith is good.
有什么关系？
What
is wrong? 年轻人喜欢就可以了。
And as long as the young people like it, then it's
学历配不上.
Fine. If the education is not okay.
Does not match.
Does not match.
哎呀,没有什么关系.
It's not that big of a deal.
品格比较重要.
Their virtues are more important.
灵性比较重要.
The spirituality is more important.
这个观念要提升了.
And then this concept must also be elevated.
工作的观念也是一样.
And then also concepts concerning a job.
世界的观念是什么?
What is the worldly concept
工作,
about career?
要野心, 有 ambition.
You must have an ambition in your
要前途,
job. You must want to go forward.
要拼,
you want to, you need to work hard.
这种工作最好.
And this job, it has the best.
但是属灵的观念是什么?
But what is the spiritual concept?
主耶稣给我够用就好了。
As long as we have enough, then it is good.
这个工作最重要可以让我可以聚会。
And this job, the most important thing is so that it allows me to go to service.
可以让我服侍神。
It allows me to serve God.
不会有太多试探引诱。
It does not have too many temptations.
这个观念又提升了。
And then this concept will be elevated.
所以要基督的道理丰丰的富富存在心里。
And so we must abundantly keep the word of God in our heart.
不要把基督的道理留在圣经。
Do not leave the word of God in the Bible.
今天有时候我们把基督的道理留在圣经上面。
Sometimes we leave the word of God and the teachings of God in the Bible.
道理是用来讲的。
And we just use it to preach what is in the Bible.
道理是用来勉励人的。
We just say that it's for to encourage one another.
结果自己呢? 所作所为所行的是另外一套。
But what we do and how we act, it is something completely different.
主耶稣就不喜欢。
And this is not liked by God.
所以我们用基督的道理来改变我们的观念。
And so we must use the word of God to change our concepts.
我们听道理不一定要抄在笔记本。
And so when we listen to sermons, we do not necessarily have to write it down in our notes.
但是要抄在心里面。
But we must write it down in our hearts.
每个礼拜来纠正一个观念。
Every week when we come to service, we must have one new concept.
每次读圣经发觉 我这个观念跟圣经不对，那我要修正。
After every time we read the Bible and we find something new, we must say that, oh, this is a new concept. I must change my ways.
这样我们的信仰才会有进步。
And then in this way, our faith can improve.
好，那第十七节。
And then verse 17.
这里说，无论做什么啊，都要或是说话行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
那这里告诉我们,
and here it tells us,
当我们基督的道理改变我们的观念的时候,
when the word of God has changed our concepts,
我们做什么都会奉主耶稣圣名,
everything that we do, we will do in the name of Jesus Christ.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
当然我们教会, 聚会啦, 祷告啦, 洗礼啦, 都会奉主耶稣圣名。
And so in our church, whenever we have service or baptism, or we will always do it in the name of Christ.
因为主耶稣基督的圣名是有权柄的。
Because the name of Jesus Christ, it has power.
聚会实行圣礼, 都要行耶稣的, 奉耶稣的圣名。
And so when we have service or we have a sacrament, we must do it in the name of Jesus Christ.
但是这里说是凡事, 无论做什么, 都要奉主耶稣圣名。
But here it says, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
是不是说我现在奉主耶稣圣名吃饭呢? 我现在奉主耶稣圣名上厕所呢? 不是。
Does that mean that I must say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I eat, or in the name of Jesus Christ, I need to go to the bathroom.
不是这样意思。
It does not mean this.
凡事都奉主耶稣的圣名。
What it means by do all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
就是我们在做任何的事情的时候,
it means that in everything that we do,
我们要想到, 我们是代表主耶稣基督的。
We must consider that we are representing Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的名在你身上有个权柄。
The Jesus' name on us, it has a power.
主耶稣的名印在我们的心中。
And Jesus' name has been printed on our hearts.
我们已经属于主耶稣的了。
And we belong to Jesus Christ.
好像一本书,
it is like a book.
没有名字就属于没有人的。
If there is no name on it, then it does not belong to anybody.
写了你的名字就属于你的。
But then once you write a name on it, it becomes yours.
我们是奉主耶稣圣名洗礼的。
And so we have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣圣名洗过脚的。
We have had our feet washed in the name of Jesus Christ.
这个人就代表主耶稣基督了。
So this person now represents Jesus Christ.
如果这个人活在学校,
and if this person lives in their school,
连同学都看不起你,
and not even their school, their classmates can respect them.
因为品格不好,
because they do not have good virtues.
他怎么会看得起主耶稣呢?
Then how can they look and respect Jesus Christ?
如果我们在公司里面,
if in our workplace,
都很懒惰,
we are very lazy,
不老实,
we are unfaithful.
这样子, 我们怎么对得起主耶稣的圣名?
Then how is it that we can not bring shame to the name of Jesus Christ?
所以我们要记得,
and so we must remember,
我们的身上带着主耶稣的名。
On our bodies, we bring the name of Jesus Christ.
我在南非的时候,
and so when I was in South Africa,
有一次去访问一个信徒,
there was one time I went to go visit a member.
他开一个服装店, 服装店, 那个 boutique,
and he had was the owner of a boutique. He sold clothes.
我看到他有一个帽子,
and I saw that he had this hat.
上面写, Jesus is law.
And it on, written on it was Jesus is Lord.
我觉得这个帽子很特别哦。
And I thought that this hat was very special.
第一次看到这种帽子。
It's the first time I've seen such a hat.
我说多少钱？我要买。
I said, how much is this hat? I want to buy it.
他说传道这个送给你，这个是传道帽，给你。
And then he said that, Pastor, you don't have to buy it. I'll give it to you. This is a pastor's hat.
不要了，不要了。
And I said, no, it's okay.
他还是说要送给我。
And so he said, I still want to give it to you.
好，后来我回到加拿大。
And so afterwards, I returned back to Canada.
我家里也没有什么别的帽子，就有太阳大就戴那个。
And then I didn't have any other hats around the house, and so when the sun was big, I just put it on.
有时候来NYTS，前几年也来，有戴那个。
And then a few years ago, when I came to NYTS, I would also wear this hat.
好多青年都告诉我。
And many youth, they told me.
哇，传道你好酷哦。
And they told me, Pastor, you're so cool.
我说, what?
And I said, what?
哇，你好勇敢哦。
And I said, you're so brave.
为什么?
Why?
哎，我没有想清为什么勇敢。
And I thought, I don't know why this is so brave.
为什么戴这个帽子又勇敢?
Why is it that wearing this hat becomes brave?
原来是这样。
And then this is what happened.
真的，如果我们身上如果主耶稣的名字，
if on our heads we really have the name of Jesus written on us.
如果戴着那个帽子骂人的话，别人就可能就。 我就不敢乱来了，对不对？不敢乱骂人，不能乱做这不好的事情。
And if we are wearing this hat, then we will not very easily go and scold other people because
因为别人看到主耶稣的名字，
because other people see the name of Jesus Christ.
你敢不敢骂人？
Will you dare to go and scold someone?
如果我们每一个人的车子印一个True Jesus Church Baldwin Park，
if everybody on everybody's car it was printed True Jesus Church Baldwin Park，
你敢不敢乱骂人家？
Would you dare to go and honk another person？
别人慢一点，你骂人家一看，哇， True Jesus Church。
And then you honk somebody and then they see your bumper sticker and it says True Jesus Church.
哇，大概不敢。
And I think that you will not dare.
如果年轻人穿一个耶稣爱你的T-shirt去pub去喝酒，敢不敢？
Or if you wear a shirt that says Jesus loves me and then you go to the park to go drink.
别人一看你是基督徒，你还来这个地方？
And then people say that, oh, well, you're a Christian and yet you still go to a pub and drink.
还敢做一些不好的事吗？
And then will you still dare to go and do bad things?
今天我们没有行在光明当中。
Today, when we do not walk in the light, because we forget that on us is the name of Jesus Christ. And so we do not protect the name of Jesus. And so we must remember, the name of Jesus Christ is on us. And so our actions must be worthy of this name. And in this way, we will not be shameful in front of Jesus Christ. And then from verse 18 to verse 25, it starts telling us how in our family, how we should live a Christian life.
第18节,
verse 18,
你们做妻子的, 但顺服自己的丈夫, 在主里面是相宜的, 19节,
verse 19,
你们做丈夫的, 要爱你们的妻子, 不可苦待他们,
Verse 18, wives, submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Verse 19, husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. And so here it talks about how the relationship between the husband and wife should be. And so we must think of a question. And so right now, in terms of man, what is the center of most people's home?
现在这一代的年轻人生了孩子之后，很多人是以孩子为家庭的中心。
And so today, in today's society, many people, after they have children, they consider their children to be the center of their home.
生一个就不得了了，两个忙得团团转。
And then even with one, it is very, it's already crazy. And then with two, everything just goes.
有一对年轻的夫妻在教会里面生了一个baby。
And then there is this young couple in church who had this child.
每一次来教会都好像半死的样子。
And every time they came to church, it seemed like they were half dead.
我问他为什么?
And I asked them why.
哎呀，忙孩子了。
And they said that they were busy with a child.
我说你不是两个人照顾一个孩子吗?
And then I said, aren't you two people taking care of one baby?
哎呀，他很怎么样，很怎么样。
And then they say, oh, he does this, 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 this.
如果多生两三个就不得了了。
And then so if they have two or three more kids, then I don't know what would happen.
所以现代的人说什么叫孝子?
And so some people say now, what is filial piety?
就是孝顺儿子。
What is a pious son?
孩子最大。
The son is
the biggest.
哇，家里父母还有阿公阿嬷、外公外婆都围着这个孩子。 And then the parents and then the grandparents will all surround this child.
但是我们看基督耶稣的教训。
But then we look at the teachings of Jesus.
家庭的重心呢？
The center of the family.
不应该是儿女。
It is not the children.
家庭的中心应该是夫妻。
The center of the family, it is the husband and wife.
夫妻的关系是整个家庭的核心。
The relationship between the husband and wife, it is the center of the family.
夫妻要合一,
the husband and wife must be unified for the family to become to be a good family.
如果夫妻不合一,
if the husband and wife are not unified,
对上没有办法孝敬父母,
then the children cannot respect, honor their parents.
因为对父母的意见都不一样。
Because they have different views towards their parents.
如果夫妻没有合一,
if the parents are not united,
没有办法好好管教儿女,
there's no way that they can take care of their children properly.
因为两个人的看法都不一样。
Because they have different concepts between the two of them.
所以一个家庭重心核心的关系不是只是看着儿女。
And so the concept, the center of the family, it must not be only on the children.
是夫妻的关系。
It is the relationship between the husband and wife.
但是很 ironic, 很讽刺的。
But sometimes it is very ironic.
现代人的夫妻的关系是所有关系最难维持的。
That the relationship between husband and wife, it is the hardest relationship in the family to maintain.
很多人结婚，但是更多人离婚。
Many people get married, but even more people get divorced.
就算没有离婚的，很多在婚姻里面也不开心。
And then even those who do not get divorced, they are still unhappy in their marriage.
还在忍受。
And they just continue to endure it.
不要说外面，连主里面都有。
And let's not even say that it's all outside, even in the church.
为什么这样？
And why is it so?
因为有这个问题，所以现在的人写了很多婚姻的书。
And so because of these problems, then there are a lot of people who have written a lot of books.
但是那些书都没有办法解决人的问题。
But all of these books cannot solve the problem.
你要解决夫妻的问题。
If you want to solve the problem between husband and wife,
回到最基本的。
You must go back to the most basic.
因为婚姻是神所设立的。
It is that marriage that has been instituted by God.
是神设计的。
It is designed by God.
所以只有神呢，才有办法怎么样把这个婚姻修理。
And so only God,
把不好的关系修补。
Only God knows how to fix the marriage, how to change the bad concepts.
所以讲来讲去。
And so at the end of the day,
只有两点,
there are 2 points.
第一就是顺服,
first is to be submissive.
第二就是爱,
the second is to love.
所以保罗告诉妻子,
and so Paul, he told them,
你们当妻子的要顺服你们的丈夫。
Wives, you should submit to your husbands.
啊，在主里面是相宜的。
As is fitting in the Lord.
所以这个妻子怎么样可以得到丈夫的心。
And so how does this wife get the heart of her husband?
顺服他。
It is to submit to him.
尊重他。
To respect him,
爱护他，保护他，
to love him and protect him,
就好像教会顺服基督，
just as Christ submits to the church.
当然，这个丈夫要实行真理了。
And of course, this husband must go according to the truth.
如果他叫你实行不行真理的事，当然就不能顺服嘛。
If the husband tells you to do things that are not of the Bible, then you must not submit to him.
但是他如果讲的，丈夫讲的没有违背真理，
but if what he says does not go against the truth,
甚至是在真理当中，
and it is in the truth, in fact,
他没有理由不顺服，
then you have no reason not to submit.
因为这是主耶稣的教导。
Because this is what is taught by Jesus Christ.
因为一家里只可一个头。
Because in the family there can only be one head.
如果两个都要当头，
if both sides want to be head,
因为现代的人强调男女平等。
Because right now people always emphasize about female equality.
两个人就会打架了。
And then they will always argue.
你这样看我一个人啊，还蛮正常的嘛。
And you see me by myself, I am very normal.
啊，不要说我了，说他好了。
Or let's,
他很帅嘛，
let's talk about
对
不对？ Me. Let's talk about him.
有一个头啊。
And so he has one head.
这个身体也很漂亮。
And one body.
对不对？如果他全部是全身都是头。
But if his entire body was made of heads,
我看大家以为是见鬼了，赶快跑了。
I think that everybody would think that they have seen a demon and run away.
怪兽啊，哪有那么多头的？
He'd be a monster and he was with so many heads.
头也要听身体的话。
And then so the head must listen to what the body says also.
你要动，这里要动，要讲话就讲话，要坐下来就坐下来，都是身体。
And then so everything that you do, you want to stick out your arm, you want to sit down, it is all through the body.
所以当太太的。
And so those who are wives,
聪明的太太。
An intelligent wife
会用顺服温柔啊来感动丈夫。
Will submit, use submission and gentleness to touch her husband.
在外人面前啊都很柔顺的。
And in front of all others will be very gentle.
哎呀，小事情啊，哎呀。
And just think of it as a small thing.
都听他。
And just submit to what the husband says.
哎呀，让他有面子啊。
And so that he can have,
让他有尊严啊。
He can have his own respect.
那回到家他就听你了。
And then when you go home though, he will listen to you.
哦，所以有些男人说啊。
And then so some guys say,
我问一个弟兄啊，你结婚四十年有什么这个秘诀？
I asked a brother, I said that you have been married for 40 years, what is your secret?
他说我男人我管大事。
And he said that I as the husband take care of the big things.
女人管小事。
And the woman takes care of small things.
我说你管什么大事啊？
And so I asked him, what big things do you take care of?
选总统啊。
And he says that I vote in the elections.
这就是大事我来管。
I choose the president. This is the big things that I'm in charge of.
其他小事让他管了。
The other small things I leave to her.
这个是蛮有趣的哈。
And I thought that this was very interesting.
但是这个太太也很聪明。
But then this wife, she was also very intelligent.
从来不会在别人面前顶她丈夫。
She would never in front of everybody else go against her husband.
那回家是怎么样？我就不知道了。但回家一定是也是丈夫在问，哎，两夫妻都相处得很好啊。
And then what happens at home? I do not know.
但是有一些妻子不聪明。
But then there are also some wives who are not so intelligent.
要提升自己。
They want to raise themselves up.
现在书读多一点了。
And they want to study more.
钱赚比丈夫多了。
And then they earn more money than their husbands.
爬在丈夫头上。
And they try to climb on top of their husband's
head. 看不起丈夫。
They do not respect their husband.
这样丈夫有两种表现。
And then this has
有两种极端呢。一种就是我跟你斗。
And then so one of them will be that, And then so they'll just start arguing and continue arguing all day long.
另外一种极端,
the other version.
那种丈夫会变得很退缩, 整天走路都是头低低的。
Then the husband will become very withdrawn and always walk around with his head, down towards the ground.
整天都是太太在旁边讲话, 那个先生都点点了, 都。
And then always, the wife is always talking to you by the side, and then the husband just has his head, stuck between his knees.
没有志气啊。
He no longer has his own self-confidence.
被压迫了太久了。
He has been suppressed by too long.
那么女人要做头啊。
Because the woman wants to become the head.
所以保罗说女人不要做头。
And so Paul says that it is not for the wife to be the head.
聪明的女人虽然比丈夫聪明，但是她还会在丈夫面前她不会说我比你聪明。
And an intelligent wife, even if she is more intelligent than her husband, will not say to the in front of the husband that I am more intelligent.
她会给丈夫面子。
She will give face to her husband.
她是身体啊，她要托着这个头啊。
And this body, it will raise up the head.
就算你身体再大再力量，你是要托着这个头，让头来出头。
And then, even no matter how strong the body is, it must still give way to the head.
只要丈夫讲的没有违背真理。
And so as long as what the husband says does not go against the Bible.
如果更是合乎真理的话。
And especially if it is according to the teachings of the truth.
尊重丈夫。
Then you respect your husband.
但是姐妹不要生气啊，我是要讲丈夫的。
But sisters, do not be angry. I'm not going to talk to the brothers.
啊，我自己是丈夫，所以讲给自己听。
And so I'm also a husband, so I will be talking to myself as well.
为什么我们的太太不听我们的话？
Why is it that our wives do not listen to what we say?
你不能说传道说你要听我的话，你要顺服。
You cannot say that the pastor told you to listen to what I say.
为什么老婆不听老公话？
Why is it that the wife does not listen to what the husband says?
现在的姐妹哦，她们薪水要高，要聪明，学历比我们高啊，真的要管太太啊。
And so right now, sisters, they are making more money than us, and they, and so sometimes it is very hard for us to.
你不能用以前那一套回家，就是我是大男人，我是 boss 啊，你来查来给我蹲好。
And you can't use the old ways of saying that, when you go home, I'm just say I'm the boss. Please bring me some tea now.
我回家都不敢说，老婆给我端茶来。
And I don't dare to go home and say, wife, please bring me some tea now.
但是为什么太太会顺服？
But why is it that the wife will be submissive?
我们看看。教会为什么顺服基督？
We see why does the church submit to Christ?
因为基督爱他。
Because Christ loves her.
太爱他了。
And she loves us too much.
基督爱我们爱到什么程度？
To what degree does Christ love the church?
可以爱到为你死。
He loves her to the point that he will die for her.
可以爱到为你流血流干，每一滴血流出来流干掉。
Loves her to the point that he will shed every single drop of blood.
在我们还没有听神的话的时候，神已经爱我们了。
Even when we have not heard of the word of God, he has already loved us to the end.
爱太大。
This type of love, it is too great.
今天如果我们丈夫用这种爱爱太太。
And so today, if we as husbands use this type of love to love our wives,
太太不可能不顺服你。
There is no way that your wife will not submit to you.
因为她一定被你感动了。
Because she will be moved by you.
因为你太爱我了。
Because you love her too much.
就算你讲的我不是很同意。
And even if what you say she does not agree with.
但是因为你爱我，好听你的。
But because you love me, I will listen to what you say.
因为你太爱我了。
Because you love me too much.
你也是有道理。你心里面你所行的有道理。
And then what you are doing, you have to have reason.
真理在你里面，我怎么可以不听你？
There's a truth in it. How can I not listen to what you say?
但是如果我们做弟兄的，做丈夫的。
But as being a husband, if we are, as brothers, if we are being a husband.
心中没有道理。
And if in our heart, we do not have reason.
又没有爱。
And we do not have love.
要强迫妻子顺服。
And then we force our wives to submit.
谁理你啊？
Then who will listen to you?
不可能。
It is impossible.
所以婚姻的道理就是基督跟教会的道理。
And so the gospel of marriage, it is the gospel of Christ and the church.
啊，圣经不要拿来讲别人。
And the Bible, let us not use it to talk about others.
啊，我们弟兄姐妹啊，夫妻回去不要今天晚上来研究十八十九节啊。
And so those of us who are married, please do not go home tonight and study verses 18 and 19.
所以十八节啊，姐妹自己读就好了，不要读给丈夫听啊。
And so for verse 18, sisters, just read it to yourselves. Do not read it to your husband.
啊，丈夫啊，要读的话就读十九节就好。
And then husbands, if you want to read, then just read verse 19.
我们这是做的不好，所以夫妻关系才不好。
And then we only look at ourselves that what we have not done, that our relationship is not good.
所以我们要求我们做丈夫的求主说。 加添我们的爱心。
And so those of us who are husbands, we must ask the Lord to give us more love.
真的，你对太太温柔体贴多一些哦，她什么都听你。
And truly, if you are more gentle and loving towards your wife, then she will do everything you ask.
那做太太的呢？
And then the, for the wives.
如果你觉得丈夫不爱你，
if your husband does not love you,
不够爱你，
he does not love you enough,
那你谦卑一点，
then you be a little more humble,
你温柔一点，
you be a little more gentle,
你不要老是要爬在他上面，
do not always try to climb on top of him,
给他一些面子，
give him some face,
他一定爱你，
he will love you.
是基督的道理太伟大了，
it is, the teachings of Christ are too great.
那咱们对儿女呢？
And then how do we treat our children?
二十节，
verse 20.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母，因为这是主所喜悦的。
Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord.
儿女还没有长大成人。
And children have not yet grown up to become mature adults.
心智还没有成熟。
And in their hearts, they have not yet matured.
更要听父母的话。
And then they must listen to their children.
在以弗所书那边也讲，我们在主里面听从父母。
And in Ephesians, it also says that we must obey our, children obey your parents in the Lord.
就是说如果父母讲的话没有违背圣经，
which means that if what the parents say is, does not go against the teachings of the Bible,
那我们做儿女的要听，
then as children we must obey.
比如说 NYTS 我们回去了，
for example after we go back from NYTS,
你晚上11点还在上网，
and then you go online at 11 o'clock at night,
你妈妈来看你房间，
and your mom comes into the room at night,
哎呀儿子啊11点了还没睡觉，赶快睡觉吧。
and she says, son, it's already 11 o'clock, go hurry up and go to sleep.
请问11点睡觉有没有违背圣经？
And I ask you, does going to sleep at 11 o'clock go against the teachings of the Bible?
有没有？没有，你就乖乖听话。
And so if it doesn't go against the teaching of the Bible, then
yes,
you just
mom,
listen
off the power.
To it. And then you say yes, mom, and you just turn off the power.
如果妈妈叫你，女儿啊，晚上不要去那么晚啊，十点钟你全要回来。
And then if your mom tells you that, daughter, don't go out so late, come home by 10 o'clock.
请问十点钟之前回家有没有违背圣经？
I ask you, does having a 10 o'clock curfew go against the teachings of the Bible?
应该没有啊，圣经没有说不可以这样。
And I don't think that the Bible says this.
哦、还是保护你啊，对你好。
And so she's trying to protect you. And
好，妈妈，我听你的。我十点之前一定回来，九点五十九分我就回来了。
And then so you tell her, okay, I'll come back by 10. I'll even be back by 9:55.
所以我们听道理听那么多，但是回去要告诉父母，我来 NYTS 之后，我听你的话。
And so we learn so much here at NYTS, but when we go home, we must tell our parents that I will now listen to what you say.
啊，只要父母没有违背圣经的。
As long as what the parents say does not go against the teachings of the Bible.
都为我们好的。
And it's all good for us.
我们都要听父母的话。
We must listen to what our parents say.
啊，再看回来，那父母怎么对儿女呢？
And then how should parents treat their children?
二十一节，
verse 21.
你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。
Verse 21. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged.
这是父母跟儿女之间的这个交往，
and this
这个交流。
This is the type of interaction between the parents and the children.
这里虽然是讲父亲呢，但是也包括母亲呢。
Even though it says fathers here, it also includes mothers.
什么叫不要惹儿女的气？
What does it mean not to provoke your children?
啊，要管教儿女有很多的方法。
And to discipline your children, there are a lot of ways.
但是我们不能用负面的方法想要得到正面的效果。
But we must not use a negative way to try and get positive results.
因为一个人呢，如果他失了志气，
because if a person loses their own self-confidence,
他就没有办法。
Then they have nothing else.
但是我们东方人的父母比较会用这个言语刺激他。
But as Asian parents, we often like to use our words to try to stimulate them.
儿女的成绩不是很好。
For example, if our children's grades are not too good,
你很想他成绩好一点。
And you really want them to have better grades.
你会怎么讲？
Then what will you say?
看你这个样子。
And you say, look at you.
啊，你看某某某。
You look at this person.
别人早都进了什么大学了，你还在做什么？
They've already gotten into such a good college. What about you?
整天只会上网。
And all you know how to do is go online.
我看你再读也没有什么用了。
And I think that no matter how you continue to study, it is useless.
哎，有时候我们会用负，因为其实你心里面很想他好，但是你用负面的话。
Because sometimes we really want what's best for them, but then we use the negative side.
这种啊，负面的话听多了就会失去志气。
And then when as we use these negative sides more often, then they start to lose their own self-confidence.
什么叫志气？
What is self-confidence?
叫 courage. 鼓励一个人英文叫 encourage, 就是要使他有 courage, 使他有勇气。
And so, and the word encourage, it is to give courage.
啊，你成绩不是很好啊。
Oh, your grades are not too good.
啊，没关系。
It's okay.
啊，这一次要努力一点。
You know, this time, just try a little harder.
知道你可以的。
I know you can do it.
你读书前要先祷告。
Before you study, you need to pray.
还要靠神。
And you need to rely on God.
爸爸知道你会进步的。
And I know that you will improve.
啊。 真正encourage了，他就有志气了。And
then you give him encouragement, and he will have his own self-confidence.
他第一次做圣工表现得不好。And
perhaps the first time that he does holy work, he did not present himself too well.
我们回到家，不要说你丢我的脸呢。And
then when we go home, do not say that you've totally embarrassed me.
你翻译翻到这个样子，真是丢人呢。And
then you translated it so badly that it's just so embarrassing.
这样就discourage，就是使他没有courage，使他没有勇气，他以后就不做了。
And this is called discouraging him, and then you take away his courage so that he will never do it again.
每个人都有第一次嘛。
And so, of course, you just say that everybody has their first time.
你记得你要求神帮助你。
You just ask God to help you in the future.
你以后就有进步。
And then you will have improvement in the future.
那爸爸帮你祷告。
And then I will help pray for you.
哇，那孩子听了一定很感动。
And then when the child hears this, then they will be very touched.
一定很喜欢跟你讲话。
And then they will like to talk to you more.
今天为什么很多儿女不喜欢跟父母讲话？
Today, why is it that many parents do not like to talk, many children do not like to talk to their parents?
父母可能不知道。
Perhaps the parents do not know.
儿女很清楚,
but the children know very clearly.
我每次开口, 你都discourage我。
Every time I say anything, you discourage me.
你都讲一些让我消气的话。
You say things that just make me lose heart.
我跟你讲话做什么?
So why should I talk to you?
干脆不讲了。
It's better if I don't talk to you.
有时候是这样。
And sometimes this is what happens.
保罗告诉我们,
and so Paul tells us,
我们不要惹儿女的气。
Do not provoke your children.
我要鼓励他。
So, but we must encourage them so that they will not lose their self-confidence. And so today we talked about a lot. And so truly the teachings in the Bible are truly too wonderful. And if we are able to live them out in our lives,
人与人之间互相的饶恕,
and then we are able to forgive one another in our daily lives, and then to really use love as the bond of perfection. To ask and have the peace of God be to rule in our hearts.
把神的道理改造我们的观念,
and to have the teachings of God change our concepts.
然后实行在我们家庭生活当中,
and then to live them out in our lives at home.
夫妻之间,
to, between the husband and wife.
儿女之间,
between the children.
那我们的家庭怎么可能不美满?
Then how can our family not become perfect?
所以愿主耶稣帮助我们,
and so may the Lord help us.
因为一切荣耀颂赞归于主耶稣的圣名,
all the praise and glory be unto God's holy name.
我们现在一起默祷。
And so now let us bow our heads and pray in silence.